Welcome to Azuwait Stock Radio Show. The mothership has landed, and we're having an amazing experience up here on the ranch, doing the live broadcast from East Eddy Ranch in Trout Lake, Washington. We're having some amazing events up here. We're right in the middle of the ambassador training. For those of that have been looking for them, we have been doing some pre-records lately just because I've been on the road and traveling and doing conferences everywhere from Joshua Tree to Shasta and other places unknown as well. So I'm finally home now, and I'm able to broadcast live from the ranch, and we're right in the middle of the ambassador training class, and I wanted to cover some of the things happening here with the groups and let them talk about their own experiences. First, I want to talk a little bit about the Shasta event. The Palladians actually told us that there would be a huge peak of energy during that event, right? And sure enough, we had some massive X-class flares go off. We had a big shift come in from a big burst came in from Galactic Core during that time, and so it was a major shift, a huge shift of energy, and that was last weekend. And now we're here at the ambassador training, but they didn't disappoint us. We had about, I lost track at 40 ships coming in during the Skywatch there in Shasta, and we had some major motherships coming in with, we had the usual, you always get three or four people that are going, oh, those are satellites, and, you know, the debunkers and whatever. By the end of the Skywatch, they were just completely blown away at what they saw, and they just couldn't come to terms with what they saw, anything other than it was a ship, you know, and there were several of them that came in. But, you know, it was a pretty amazing event. The, you know, thanks to Rob Potter with the Ascension Portal Conference was where all that happened, and it was pretty amazing. So anyway, I'd love to get to some of the guests and some of the people that have been here through the weekend here. That we started Friday, and we've gone through the first day of the conference, and we're going into another Skywatch. But without any further ado, I'm going to see if we can contact with the other phone here, here on the ranch, and talk to some of the people that are having the experience here. So let's see if we can activate the line here at the ranch. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody. Hi, James.
All right. Yeah,
this is
Michael.
Aurelian.
Oh, great.
No? Welcome. Would you like me to pass the phone?
No, you're fine.
Okay, thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear, you know, just give your take of what you've seen, you know, some of the things you've experienced, and while you're here at the ranch, and you know, especially during the workshop, some of the energies that you're experiencing during the ambassador training.
The word amazing comes to mind. It's just beautiful beyond belief. The scenery, the mountain, the ships. Oh, my God, the ships. The energy of the place. It recharges the batteries. It's just unbelievable. And the ships that come in and they read the crowd's level of energy and they respond in kind. And the power-ups, they come into twos, threes, different directions. They intersect each other. The orbs. The mountain, I've never seen the mountain like this before. This is my second time here. And the portals that we saw last night, you've seen them. They were just unbelievable. How many did we see? Four, five?
Yeah.
Well, we lost count. We lost count how many they were, like, popping up like mushrooms. You know? They were knocking on the door. And the workshop. Unbelievable when you brought in those high-dimensional beings. That was the first time when I got a chance to see one of those lion beings. I was literally just inches from my face, a big, giant, white lion being. I'm stunned. I'm speechless. Unbelievable. And the beauty of the workshop is the self is self-empowering. So with the tools that we're given, is you get to do this on your own, and that is the true beauty of this. And it's very real. And as you know, I once you come here, you get to meet your star family, and then you take them home with you.
Yeah, definitely. And they definitely follow you home.
Yes. After being here, what is it, a year and a half ago or so, and seeing the ships, I get to see them almost every night in at my place, you know, in Seattle. So I feel like I got a slice of the the field of dreams with me, you know, in my own backyard.
Time to start having sky watches at your house, you know, and bring your neighbors.
Well, you're always welcome to come over any time. It's only a few hours away. It's just unbelievable. My parents, they're speechless. They come within a few feet eye level to you, and we're talking city limits, so it's not something outside, you know, I mean, someplace far away or...
Yeah.
And it's real, folks. It really is. I love to take some debunker and say, hey, what do you call this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. Thank you.
Yeah, they will. They keep trying. It's unbelievable. You know, we were talking earlier how he said he is where the debunkers come to die, you know, as well as the orbs too, you know, that they can't handle it. There's just too much going on, and it's all documented, it's all filmed, multiple witnesses, and, you know, some just try. They try very hard to maintain their own program, you know, but they just fall apart here eventually.
No, no chance. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention about the fairies as well. It's unbelievable. Once you see a fairy up close, when I saw a fairy, it just changed my life. Not only that you see one, I heard the buzzing of the wings because it was so close to me, and just like in a story, the sparkly dust trail, the fairy dust behind it, and I was just...
Yeah.
You cannot top those things, you know. I mean, what else could it be higher than this, you know? I don't know. I don't know anything better than this, you know. A kick in the butt, I don't know.
Yeah.
Was that real enough for you?
Yeah. So just for context here, you know, people that don't know AR here, he's a great big strapping construction worker. And talking about fairies, it's kind of funny when you have somebody that you know of that stature and everything talking about fairies. And a lot of people, you know, they're you can't be a man and talk about, you know, fairies and things like that. But to me, you're more of a man if you actually do tell the truth about your experiences. You're not afraid to talk about those things.
No, I'm not. No, it's literally life-changing, and when I hear those people that, oh, we don't believe it, those are just make-believe, and those are only tales, and no, stories, until you see it with your own eyes, and not only see it, but feel it and experience it, that changes you forever. You can never go back to status quo. You cannot, it's like Pandora box effect, literally, you know, and...
Yeah.
I thought
it was funny you said after these experiences, you know, the people that are the naysayers that are trying to debunk all this, you're saying that, you know, where's my 2x4? I just want to grab a 2x4 and create an attitude.
Well, you know, it does come in handy, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Almost $3 at the Home Depot, yeah. Pretty cheap.
Yeah. But we, you know, we want to keep the peace. You know, we don't want to force anything on anybody.
Oh yes,
I totally understand that. You know, sometimes you just
love.
Want to say, "Boy, snap out of it."
No, there's only love, and like we were told from above, the floodgates of love have been wide open, and there's just no turning back. You cannot reverse this process. The shift is in full bloom. I mean, for full exponential speed, as we're told, it increases, and it's just picking up speed, you know, on a daily basis. And, soon.
Definitely.
Soon, folks.
Hey, well, yeah.
Soon enough.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. Is there somebody here there? Somebody else there you want to pass
Michael.
The phone to?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Hello.
Michael, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Honored to be here also on your ranch. I've been hearing about you for so many years, James, and finally I get to come here. My schedule finally... and I wasn't even planning because of my schedule, but then it shifted and I was allowed to be more spontaneous after and connecting with you at the Shasta conference, which was really cool, and then to be able to come here suddenly by the spur of the moment. And it was interesting how quite a few other people said they just suddenly, in the spur of the moment, said, oh, I'll go to the ranch. So that was kind of interesting how many were spontaneously guided to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you have your own radio show. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I used to, the Cosmic Connection show, but having been at this, let's just say it was time for me to kind of do a few other things that I didn't have time to do. I was at that, did the Cosmic Connection show for many years, and then after I connected with my present partner, Laura Legere, and ending up in Seattle, things shifted kind of for me, and so I had a little more time to, one of the things I was wanting to do, was so many people wanting to also experience one of my transformational channel readings that I've done to people all over the planet, and just some personal things that just gave me a little more time to focus. I mean, we all have a lot of in our schedules in our life. And one of the things that recently that Laura and I, my partner and I, are very much into, and I know you're going to be doing a presentation also here on the ranch, one thing my Laura and I have gotten involved in is the common law grand juries that are forming all over the U.S. right now. I'm very excited about that because, from my space contacts, Ashtar and all of them, they've been harping about, it's important for we the people of not only this country but this planet to be more involved in the process of, taking back our planet from the cabal. And, I mean, they tried to off me quite a few times, but I never lived my life out of fear, and everything that I learned was to be empowered and do things that would be to give them mandated authority, the higher forces of Galactic Federation. That's what's happening right now. I'm very excited about that, and a lot of things behind the scenes, like the example of the Middle East situation where Asher told me very specifically, they appeared before some of the, like the head of Israel and some of these places and said, hey, it's time to cut off this nonsense. The energetically, Earth doesn't want any more war. She's a living being. And as we take responsibility now, rise to the occasion, we are giving them more mandated authority every day to step in and help us out more. So it's a real, I'm very excited about this whole thing that's going on right now. And for those who would like to know more about the National Liberty Alliance.org, you can go there every Friday. Every Monday night, there's a conference call, and you can get involved and become part of this movement, which, again, gives the more mandated authority to the higher forces to step in.
Yeah, we have to do our part. Everybody thinks that we could just, sit on our haunches, and ETs are going to come in and do everything for us. And I like your approach to it. Like, we have to get proactive and do our part, and then they can come in and assist.
Yeah, well, it's so empowering. First of all, I never lived my life out of fear, even as the cabal was trying to off me all these times, because my attitude was, I remember where I came from. I remember all these great, all these great parties and light clubs up there in the higher realms. Missing out all the fun down here. But anyway, but remembering very clearly just the beautiful, beautiful ceremonies, parties, and the Great Earth Alumni Party coming up one of these days. We're all at a party looking back on all the adventures we had while we were on Earth, when we completed our missions. Who knows when that's going to be. I think it's getting closer and closer, and we all hope that, it'll be tomorrow. But one thing I've also learned is that we can't gloss over, as duality prepares to leave and never come back, we can't gloss over in our haste to get back up there. We want to use every moment in this human level of duality to learn as much as we can, because really, this little speck called Earth, in fact, somebody earlier today at your conference, which I want to say I really enjoyed, it was great to hear your sharing your information, because it correlated a lot with what I've received too. But the girl asked the question, why is Earth so important? It's a little tiny off in the speck on the edge of the galaxy. And what I see, have known for a long time, is that Earth, it's like a very special acupuncture point in the universal realms. And what goes on here, because we're playing a surrogate role, is impacting the rest of the universe. It's like so important what we apply ourselves, and because every eye is watching Earth right now. It's kind of like the great cosmic soap opera, as the Earth turns. Like, what are they going to do next time? How are they going to rise to the occasion? And then they tell me how surprised they are, how they're proud of how much we you know, rise to the occasion. And like you, James, I have, even though I use the word I sometimes because I'm talking about my experiences, I like to give Divine Creation and our friends upstairs most of the credit. I'm just a channel. I bring these higher lighting codements that are recorded into the session that activates people's DNA, RNA, but you know, I give them most of the credit because they saved my life, and I did what I could. I do these powerful color meditations and teach people techniques like you do to empower them, help them become stronger. But I, you know, I without them, the backup team, I wouldn't be here today. I mean, that's just the way it is with all the, quote, dangers. But to me, like you said today about people having bodyguards and stuff, that is so ridiculous to me because I think if we can't live our life, with, you know, have to look over our shoulders, I mean, it's like, what's the point? So it's being heavy and light at the same time, being able to keep our sense of humor even while things go on. So there's a balance there.
I think, you know, I have a feeling that I think they need, the people that have the bodyguards need the bodyguards because they've done something that they know in their heart is wrong. And so it's really a paradox. It's not to save them from some outside threat like the Illuminati. It's actually probably trying to save themselves from their own karma. You know, because they're living in fear because they know that there's going to be a great reckoning, or you might say a big reaction to their reactions and their choices.
Yeah, every not one soul can get out of that final reckoning. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to it. But, you know, and that's the point I say all the time, no matter how many so-called mistakes, because as Asher often says, he says, we never criticize humanity for the, quote, human mistakes and human frailties, quote, unquote. They said the only thing we've ever judged is intent and motive and what's in your heart. And how many millions of souls who really want to make difference, but they're struggling just to survive, and then higher masters will say, well, so many people have been so beaten down for so long, who would like to do something, but they're dealing with so many everyday problems. And as Asher will say, there's no victims, but that doesn't mean we haven't been victimized or feel victimized with all the limitations and walls of disfranchisement that the cabal placed there. Now we're seeing them beginning to unravel. We're seeing them being forced out of the way, and people are coming together, and like the common law grand jury thing, and rising to the occasion, speaking truth to power, which again gives the higher forces more mandated authority. And I'm very excited about this whole process to letting people participate, and people are starting to wake up quickly now.
Yeah, I love that saying. And actually, Muhammad said it. He said, you know, there's no perfect man, you know, only perfect intentions. And, you know, and that is true. It's like we oftentimes we intend to do the right thing, or we intend to, you know, go in a certain direction. But when you have the free will of others and other circumstances, we don't always, you know, manifest that perfect intention. But as long as you're trying and you're doing the best you can, you're coming from the heart, then, you know, I think, you know, the universe is fine with that, because we are going to make mistakes, you know, as we move forward in life. But the important thing is we just gain the wisdom from those mistakes and just don't keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yes, and that is, like Einstein said, it's, you know, it's a state of insanity if you do the same thing, expect a different outcome. Earthlings, come on, I call it galactic common sense, but, you know, common sense on Earth isn't always the same as galactic common sense, because somebody would say, are you crazy? You're going to go to planet Earth? Well, gee, there's only a little tiny speck of compared to the quadruple number of beings out there who did not get a chance to come and experience this adventure of duality, because it's coming to a close. And when people realize that we're about to unite our human wisdom that we've gleaned through many lifetimes with the Elohim wisdom we left behind, and we're merging with that, that's an interesting combination that has never been done in the way, and plus with the whole planetary civilization quickly waking up, quickly and rising to the occasion. That's why they're getting very excited as they watch every day unfold. And it is, you can think of it as, Astra said, kind of like a positive crapshoot, that no matter what throw of dice you do, you're always going to win. Some throws are a little bigger than others, but you can't help if you apply your intent and your goodness in the right direction, you're getting a huge amount of support. They're just waiting, clamoring almost to, hey, can I help out? You know, but we still have to do our part. And so that's the point. If we do our part, again, that mandated authority begins to spread very powerfully and is like a domino effect. And more beings are coming in around Earth right now because they're getting excited and they see we're coming up to this moment of just unusual and interesting and wonderful combination of events that is unfolding right here.
Yeah.
And then very soon, when the time is right, we get that, we do get that cosmic green light, and they will come down. But we still have a lot of work to do in a short period of time. I don't know, short and long is a relative, because there's no time. Obviously,
yeah.
There's all the time in the universe, but time is running out in a sense, because there is a certain cyclic, you know, lineup that has to occur for everything to be in perfect synchronicity. So in that sense, time is kind of running out, but we still have a lot of time in a short period to get a lot done, as much as we can, to make it as smooth as possible for Mother Earth and for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because as we're talking in the workshop there about the, you know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and you know, we're watching, they're trying so hard to kickstart, you know, World War III, and it's just not working out for them, you know, and they're running out of threats, you know, to keep us in fear and terrorized, and people just aren't buying it anymore, and you know, it seems like they're waking up on a bigger scale. But you know, I've been just observing this, and you know, I see these people just stepping up to the plate and just pulling the wind right out of their sails, you know, and they go,
yeah.
Oh crap, we're busted.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to do something else. You know, we got to try mm-hmm. another way to start, you know, to keep the war industry going and things like that. And I'm really, I have a lot of hope when I see that, when I see people rising to the occasion and stepping up to the plate and, you know, blowing the whistle on a lot of this nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's something I've been, you know, my two phases of my mission. One was to be a cosmic telephone line as the transformational
yeah.
channel readings I do, and then the other was to expose the cabal, which is not a safe mission, but on the other hand, hey, that was my mission, and I remember where I came from. So, you know, that's just one of the services I provide, and there's so many people connecting with me around the world, and those who would like to learn more about that, the transformational channel readings, they can go to Michael Elijan, my first and last name, michaelelijan.com. And I have a, you know, people can connect with me through there. I'm doing a lot of them. There are so many people have said to me, oh, just a few weeks ago, they weren't even in any of this stuff. All of a sudden, they have this incredibly strong desire. I got to get insight. And I know you too. You do your session too, James,
mm-hmm.
which is really good. And it's like there's so much desire right now for so many millions of people to wake up and get some, you know, and it's not, as you said, we're not, you know, we don't want any codependency of people, you know, either worshiping or depending on us. It's what our job is, and for myself, I know that it's been, I'm just a catalyst, like you say all the time, you're letting them come through, the higher beings are doing it, but we're providing, you know, a way for them to utilize and ground the energies, and then in turn, others wake up. And as I've always told people about channeling, you know, we're all channeling life force. It's learning to interpret mm-hmm. the signals more accurately, more, you know, more precisely, so that what we share, what we bring through, can activate mm-hmm. you know, others, and in turn they activate, like dropping a pebble in the pool. The ripple effect across the time-space continuum is very exciting. And so I just, you know, just want to say I really, you know, I feel great, I feel honored to be able to come finally to your ranch and to participate with you as this adventure continues to unfold, and being in that mm-hmm. fellowship, and when you were sharing about things that I won't go into right now, but things that, you know, I've been watching the UFO community for years, and it's like you feeling, you know, out of alignment with so many of the agendas that these so-called, I call them educated fools, you know, and they have PhD pile
yeah.
high, and you know. and to me, it's just so simple. It's not a big mystery. You go inside. It's a more internal reality, really, even though I've been physically aboard twice under emergency conditions and I wouldn't be here today. On the other hand, it's an internal reality that allows us to have that interaction, and there's just so many infinite number of beings who love us and care about us, and it's like to me, they're their family. You know, the families, you know, the extended cosmic families making their presence more and more known, and the great family union's coming up, but it's our job mm-hmm. to make sure it's a smooth transition as we can, and mm-hmm. only we've got so much help to achieve that.
I know one thing I didn't get to share it yet. I'm going to share it tomorrow. Just one little clip that I wanted people to see, and it's a UFO over Texas, and just amazing
mm-hmm.
footage of this UFO over Texas, very clear footage, and several people saw it and filmed it. I don't know how many people saw it, but I guess a whole lot of people saw it, but several people actually filmed it. And so it hit the news, and they put it up on the news, and they showed the ships, and then they did a poll afterwards, and they said,
mm-hmm.
okay, how many people believe this is real, that UFOs exist? It was 99%, you know, in Texas.
Uh-huh. Well, that just shows you, as my partner Laura Legerge, when she wrote a book, it's not weird anymore. It's not weird anymore.com. It's the new norm. In other words, what, you know, more of humanity is now plugged into it rather than in the past. We were considered so much the black sheep in our families and everything. Now it's becoming the normal. You know, what used to be weird is now normal, and more so because everybody's woken up so fast, like the sighting in Texas, where years ago an astronaut said, well, we're going to be showing ourselves more and more and more. And so finally, they're going to reach a point where the masses, you know, and this is what I call the new timeline we're in, is going to be, you know, everybody is going to, on mass level, will be ready, and that's every day, and millions more wake up. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Well, I got some footage of a ship hovering over Portland State University. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was putting out this really interesting pulse. And they got the sound, and Jim Delatosa checked it out. Other people checked it out, and they go, wow, there's a binary code in this. And they couldn't figure out what it was, but they said there's definitely a binary code in this pulse that's going out. And so I asked them, I asked them, what are you doing over Portland State University at three in the morning? And they said, higher learning.
Yeah, which is really higher learning versus, well, when they talk about higher learning on Earth, it's like, to me, it's lower learning with all these people that are, you know, just sociological programming to keep you in the matrix, in the box. It's time to get out of that and really expand our mind. But anyway, it's an interesting time.
Well, I think about that, you know, and they explained more. They said, you know, when we do come, all these people here that we've been working with at the university will be ready. And and they've been downloaded, and it's in their subconscious, and we do appear there and go, oh, yeah, and they're going to know. They're going to have all this information, and they're not going to be in fear, and they're not going to be freaking out and everything else, which I think is amazing. So, you know, they're working in ways unseen, you know, for the betterment of humanity and the Earth, and I think they're going to start working in much more ways that are seen.
Right. I would like to throw something out here, and again, it's, you know, my partner Laura had mentioned it too, that, you know, I mean, because I know you're doing this, you're doing this presentation, how am I go about Kama Law and here and what's going on in your ranch and stuff like that, and I was hoping maybe at some point here in the near future, I feel guided to, you know, let people a little bit more about the Kama Law Grand Jury, because I was told very strongly, which is part of my presentation at Shasta, that that's going to form the Planetary Council that's going to connect us with the Galactic Council. In other words, something that I see forming that's going to become, kind of go through a metamorphosis and be more galactic-oriented as far as law and as we as sovereign beings. So maybe at some point here, if you're open to it, I would love to do another, you know, show just specifically about that topic and help people realize how they can get involved, participate in this process. Very exciting to me, to something that we the people, and there's some people still standing in sidelines because they're still a little afraid or fearful, and there's no reason to be fearful. If you're, you know, that's why there's no reason to have bodyguards. You're coming for truth and integrity. The whole universe is supporting you and working with you and laughing with you. Not laughing at us, laughing with us. We may get ourselves in ridiculous situations, which we have to laugh about later as we learn, but we got so much whole universe to support us. The ones that are freaking out is the ball right now. They're just like, I tell people, and they're Keystone Cops slipping on banana peels, you know, basically. At that point. It's really laughable because they don't have anything else to do. And they finally, after eons of time, it's caught up to them, and we just have to send them love and light. But at the same time, divine creation said, okay, you learn enough duality, and they either align with the light or they're going to be recycled, basically, because Mother Earth won't stand for any more interference or pain and suffering. I've had enough of it, we could say. So hopefully at some point we can do a presentation a little more about that.
Well, I agree 100% because that is something that's really necessary. And I tell you what I've observed is that, you know, Winston Trout was at the Shasta event, which was amazing.
Oh, he was?
Talking about...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember him mentioning that,
Winston Trout, I can't believe this. And so we talked a little bit, and he's very, you know, aligned with what's happening there and the higher conscious energy and the off-world beings. And then I'm finding out more and more that all these people in this movement, especially the freedom movement and the grand jury and things of that nature, are very connected to the higher dimensional beings and our off-world visitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, I mean, there are some people in the common law grand jury, their, you know, involvement a little more traditional in a religious way, and they still relate to, you know, God in a more traditional way. But that's okay, because,
yeah,
like John, who's very religious, he's very dedicated, nevertheless, to, because there's been many people through the years who've attempted to really get a movement going that could be, that would continue to gain sustained momentum. The problem is a lot of people start a group and then they get out or they get infiltrated. He's the first person, John Duras and the NationalLibertyAlliance.org, to really sustain a momentum in which finally all 50 states have been reconstituted, and which means over 3,000 in some counties, which means hundreds of thousands of people had to be involved to get this thing done. And I'm exciting about it. It's the first time sustainably gain momentum rather than petering out and being, and really, you know, stopped in the, in its tracks as often occurred in attempts in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, we do need, I mean, going through my own process here and the 10 court cases I had to go through and just seeing the complete corruption and totally usurping of your basic human rights and constitutional rights or whatever you want. I call them God-given rights. You know, watching that happen, I go, wow, we need something else. We need something that is actually working for the people and not.
And that's
for,
one thing that John
know.
Is asking for right now at NationalLibertyAlliance.org is for people to go to the website and to fill out affidavits specifically talking about how the court system, Kangaroo Court, has messed them over, because he wants to write all these things, and he, and with the what's building up, we definitely want this final process, because he contacted 1,850 judges to find at least one honest judge. There's got to be one, because two dozen judges that he had to deal with, and he tried to be recognized by the Kangaroo Court, they refused to. In fact, the clerk of the court erased it, which is a felony, and some of all these judges have just been involved in erasing and trying to make it hit what Don Duras has been trying to do, not recognize. Well, they've been committing felonies. That's fraud. And so he feels that he can get, in the next few weeks, find one to judge. And then once that happens, then we're going to be recognized, and that's going to create a huge momentum. It's going to carry us to the next level. So we want people to fill out the affidavits and really, and then turn those in and, you know, be able to really finally get some justice here with the will of the people,
yeah,
rather than the corrupt court systems.
I think my affidavit would be a book, you know. So
would be what?
It would be a book, you know, after all.
Well, hey, a lot of people have major novel, major encyclopedias out there. Hey, more the better.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever it takes, it's important. Just writing it out can be energetically healing for people,
yeah,
to write it out and to share. And I mean, I know sometimes it brings up bad memories, but on the other hand, when people look back and they write out something, it gives them a chance to get perspective, and it empowers them,
yeah,
by being able to express themselves, and even that process can be lethargic and healing to get things clear in their mind. And if they have a chance to do something, what would they do? How would they present their case now that they have a little hindsight? They step back, not being so emotionally involved at the time,
yeah,
it was. So there's different things that are good in the whole process that I feel is taking place.
Yeah, the old process, I was just, you know, from the council, you know, the city council on up, it was just unbelievable. I just said, you know, they made it very clear. They said, no, you don't have a right to privacy. You don't have a freedom of speech. You don't have the right to assembly. You don't have the right to practice your spiritual beliefs. It's unbelievable. And these guys just...
Why didn't they just burn the Constitution in front of you?
Yeah.
It's like, this is
I
call them the old world odor, because they stink, you,
yeah,
know, like the old new world odor. Well, new world odor. Anyway, to me, it's just ridiculous. And they're all,
yeah,
they all know they're guilty. And now they're freaking out,
yeah,
like, as you know, Laura, my partner mentioned this, that, you know, of a, you know, a humanitarian lawyer who's almost 3 months, 2.5, 3 months ago, this was when there were about 20-some states constituted, and this attorney went into a town nearby Seattle and just mentioned while he was there about the common law grand jury, and the entire court shut down for the whole day. They were so freaked out. And that was back almost 3 months ago. You can imagine what's going now. They're really freaking out now that all 50 states have been reconstituted, and, you know, we're the final process to get recognized by the Kangaroo Court system. And so it shows,
yeah,
and it's a sign to what's going to happen once the people finally get recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely needs to happen, because the way the system is now, it's the just us system, and there is no justice in it. It's just the elite basically running the show, and that definitely needs to change, you know. But the going off that subject now, I mean, we'll definitely have a whole new show on that. I'd love to do that. And
well, I would love to. My little partner, Laura, would also, she has an excellent way, sometimes better than I can, to explain it kind of more and a little more to, you know, the overall view of what's happening. She has a little more grasp sometimes than I do. So she has, a lot of insights about things, too, from her perspective. But anyway, I look forward to us doing a show at some point here in the near future when we can arrange that.
Yeah, because we definitely need a place that we can, air these grievances. We need a place that we can go that is not going to continue with the status quo and which is going to uphold our basic rights, our God-given rights. And we just don't have that right now, and that's our only hope right now, is that we just bring in a whole new system, because I don't think the system we have is even fixable. It's like we have to.
Oh no, it's not fixable because the entire system is corrupt. And people say, they talk about all these different where they are and all they see going on, and it's the same thing they're seeing that seems so extreme is happening in all these other places around the U.S., around the world. I don't think any one place is just isolated from how extreme it is. It's so corrupt that it has to be. We can't just, it's just we have to rehabilitate the system, but it takes the will of the people. And I will say one thing, too, having been involved in this for all my life and in the last 30 years, having met numerous people who have been in the black ops who come to my events and shared stuff with me, and I've been, Laura and I like to call ourselves conspiracy optimists, meaning we've known about the conspiracy, but we're very optimistic because we also know if we do our job right, our mission as the ground crew, we've got an incredible amount of cosmic backup to help us get through all of the difficult moments. And that I used to watch, what I call the conspiracy group over here and then the woo-woo group over here. And I never fit in either of them too much because I was too pragmatic on one level, couldn't just hang out in the clouds. But on the other hand, I didn't like how many of these conspiracy people were so angry and hateful at the very forces that they were exposing. And I said, well, that sounds, because the only thing that gives them power, these forces, is to hate them or fear them or ignore them. When you take away fear, take away, and you're just coming from love, but you're speaking truth to power, and you have a backup, as I did. I was a real thorn in their butts because I was constantly not following a kind of preconceived notion of who, even though they tuned in that I was going to be a real threat to them early on, that's why they kept targeting me. But still, if we're determined and we don't come into fear and we don't get our anger and hatred, or put our head in the sand, we have not only have an opportunity, we have incredible member forces that are there to help us and support us and back us. And I think it finally begins to dawn to people, they're not all alone. We're not some isolated speck in the universe. And all these people that were kind of feeling all alone but still felt their duty to expose it, now starting to change because they're starting to recognize some of these realities that the higher forces are stepping in to, because we're not just isolated, as they said. We are part of a vast community of worlds who care about us, who love us. But they just wanted us to learn our lesson and be mature and rise to the occasion and take responsibility, as we are finally beginning to do in a more powerful, pragmatic way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the first law of miracles, is that you have to do everything on your part, to manifest whatever you're working on, and then let the universe handle the rest. And a lot of people are just sitting back waiting. It's like, that old saying, I'm going to win the lottery. I want to win the lottery, but they never buy a ticket.
And as long as you're doing something, even if it's not all you'd like to do that would get you to that goal, at least if you're doing something, the only thing you know what to do or how to do, that at least is gaining up a momentum. It's helping you to reach a point where maybe you can do something a little more direct, but until then, at least do what you are capable of doing. So it allows the next door to open, allows the next domino to fall, and it builds up a momentum. Again, that's like the crapshoot, as Ashtar said. You can't help but win. Some throws are a little bigger, but they're all going to be good throws as long as your heart is in the right place. And sometimes when you are a bright light, of course, there's been interference because they wouldn't mess with the masses or numbers. They were going after the ones, like after they learned they couldn't off me. Then they started messing with my phone calls and emails. First, I got a little irritated, and I thought, wait a minute. Hey, I appreciate their tender, loving care, that they would go out of my way to verify to me how important my mission was, in the sense that they were willing to me. So I said, hey, I appreciate your tender loving care. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you validating what I'm doing. Oh, they didn't know what to do with me because I wasn't going to fear. I wasn't going in. After a while, it was just humorous. I said, as long as they don't take my sense of humor, they can never defeat me because it's the humor and it's the love, and that is what really it just was so hilarious to be able to look at, you know, react and or be in a certain state that they couldn't, you know, deal with in that way. So after a while, they backed off because they didn't want to keep giving me confirmation. So I appreciate those are whistleblower types who come out of the black ops, because I was told a long time ago a lot of these beings that we appear to be negative actually infiltrated the dark side from the higher realms to get the goods on them, become a whistleblower, and that's helping to bring down the cabal, the house of cards. So we're seeing huge shifts where people that used to be part of it are now coming around the light, beings telling them, you don't have to worry about your families, or you're not going to be threatened with torture and death any longer. As long as you work for the light now and be exposed to everything, you will be helped and backed and supported.
I agree. You know, it's funny because people are saying, you know, I was talking before, same thing. I go, wow, they're like, my phone calls are going south. I don't know what's going on. People are trying to call me to speak at events emails, and they're going, well, you never got back to me. And I go, get back to what? I never saw your email. And so I used to send emails out, and on the newsletter, I'd say, you know, to whom it may concern, you know, please forward my emails and this newsletter, you know, in a timely manner. I don't mind you reading them. I know you need to learn too, and I'm all for education, but please forward this. Please forward these in a timely manner. Next thing you know, my whole email is full. it's like, oh God, we're busted. We have to send this through. So it's kind of funny, but that's why we used to just talk about educating them, just saying, hey, look, you know, we're working for the next generations. We're working for you and your family right now. You know, to restore love and joy and peace and harmony. Wouldn't that be an awesome idea? To live in a world, you know, without all the wars and without all the disease and everything else. And these guys are listening to these conversations, you know, and they're going, oh, wait a second, they're not our enemies. They're working for us, you know.
And
a lot of them are figuring it out, and they are becoming whistleblowers, breaking out of that program. You know, it is important to realize that we are working on behalf of humanity and the Earth, and they are part of humanity and the Earth, and they need to get with the program. And if they don't, they're not going to be frequency specific to the shift that's happening, and they're going to get left behind. They're going to be on the wrong side of the fence.
Well, the thing, and that's what I always emphasize whenever I know the phone conversations were always being monitored when I did my shows. I'd always specifically kind of like let them know I know they know that I know. And I did say, look,
you know
you're listening. I said, if you just understand, if you'll just embrace now the sacred principles, you know, somebody have to agree on everything we agree on. But if you agree on the basics, that the higher forces who always, they have moments of agree to disagree, but it's not a negative disagreement. It's a loving, okay, you have a position, but they always embrace the same sacred principles. And then I said, well, if you just embrace these, and the higher forces will give you the support. They know what's in your heart, though. You can't pretend you're doing it. You have to really, truly, from a heartfelt level, embrace the principles at that moment, and you choose to really mean what you say and say what you mean, do walk the walk and talk the talk. The higher forces will give you the support, so you don't have to worry about, again, the threat, torture, and death. None of that won't happen. As long as you now use your abilities for the benefit of humanity, it's a very simple equation, not at some complicated thing. Well, a lot of people kind of go, even people, just mundane people in the past, would often think, well, God, if I embrace this, that means I have to change my entire paradigm. Darn it, don't you feel the drama going on in my life? And of course, Volter, one of the cosmic psychotherapists, so he channeled, always says, oh, Earth has been the most dysfunctional planet, but all this cosmic psychotherapy technology and energy is available. We are always open to rehabilitating and helping these types of, you know, people who just seem to be so rebellious and denial spirits. It's so simple. Just embrace and let love and light in the heart, but they've shut their heart down. So it's a little hard sometimes, but if they come around, the higher forces are constantly keeping the door open for them. But the path to the cosmic security code, just love, light, and a desire and an intent. So I know sometimes it's hard for people to fall back on old behavior, but if they at least give it a good-hearted try and put themselves foot forward, we'll embrace them, we'll welcome them into the family, cosmic family.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and you know, it is a matter of that impeccable integrity and making a heartfelt choice and saying, you know what, I blew it, you know, I screwed up, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to start working, you know, for the awakened healing process and getting on the side of the light. And, you know, if you're sincere and you're truly sincere, the amount of forgiveness and karmic release that comes with that is just phenomenal. And you know, and I think it's directly related to your intent and your the heartfelt choice that you're making. If you are totally sincere and you say, I'm going to shift and I'm going to move in this direction, I mean, all these forces will step in and assist you, and you get quite a lifting, you know, through that process.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, like in the Middle East situation, some of the Israeli soldiers who, they just disappeared, who, and when you look at, you know, there's numerous kinds in war where they can't account for all of the statistics, because they can't find the bodies or anything. Of course, they can say, well, they could be or something true, but as well as many air crashes and stuff where there aren't any bodies, and they just lie and say there were bodies recovered, but there weren't, where people are given an option, literally, because if they stayed on Earth under the karmic situations and people they're involved in, it would have been pure hell for them. But they're given an out by now opening their heart up and opening up and being willing to align with certain things. Suddenly, boom, their karma's over. They get to, you know, because of the, everybody's unique, 7 billion people, every unique situation, but there's some people who are at the point where they can be given that option in some rare cases, and suddenly, boop, they're gone, because now if they stay, they become a prisoner of war, because they wouldn't go along morally with what they were ordered to do in the past. So if they can go to another level, they might be able to do something, a benefit to Earth. They may be able to help out energetically on that level. It's unique situations, but that's happening also.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. A lot of military people are figuring it out and realizing that they've been totally duped, and they're not really working for freedom. And matter of fact, a lot of them are being signed up to totally suppress freedom and suppress the constitutional rights, and they're starting to figure that one out and walking away from that, or they're starting to band together. And I have a lot of hope from even the people on the inside that there's a huge awakening going on, and people, you know, that you ordinarily wouldn't think are really working, you know, for the light, are actually on the inside, and they're waking up all the time, and they're just saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't participate in this. This is wrong.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I have been, you know, there's a controversy about the Second Amendment, and I tell people, well, first of all, you know, you can't legislate peace. If somebody feels peaceful, they don't really feel peaceful, they lay their weapons aside. But until we feel totally peaceful, in the sense that the entire planet is in a state of peace and there's no more cash cow war machine, I think people have a right to protect themselves. I think it's our conscience and our mind is a far more powerful weapon, as well as healer, than any physical weapon. But still, we have the right to protect ourselves. And to me, when people feel safe, there's no, because also the legislation has been a hidden agenda to disarm this country. But on the other hand, very soon, as the energy shift, the weapons won't work anyway in the higher consciousness that we're moving into. Surely, there's cases already where they've been in the last year or two, cases where they've gone out in the battlefield, fired their weapons, it won't work, they go back to the army, it works, they go back, same thing happens. And what's happening is the higher forces are allowing a few instances to show what's about to happen here shortly. Weapons will not work. But at the same time, we have a right to be in a feeling safe, and as the consciousness shifts, then there's no reason to pass law, because then there won't be any agendas involved in it. It's just galactic common sense, you know. And so when things shift, the reality will also show that, and the weapons won't be available. They won't be necessary, because we'll be in a state of total peace in the higher consciousness we're moving into.
Yeah, they're turning their weapons into plowshares, you know, and I'm all for that. I would rather garden than do anything. It seems like I love gardening. I love being out in nature, and I love, you know, hanging out with people that are, you know, moving in, you know, the direction of the awakening healing process and forming spiritual families and things like that. And I just see, you know, when you're aligned in that direction, there's just so much love and joy and bliss and support, you know, and going that direction. And, you know, I almost feel sad for these other people that are going in the opposite direction. They're on the downward spiral because they actually have zero love, you know, and joy and bliss in their lives. And they're extremely unhappy, and they're going about everything wrong, you know, even amassing great wealth. You know, they're surrounded by people that want to take that wealth. that don't really care for them. They just care for them because of what they can do for them. And that's a very sad situation, too. So, you know, they're missing the mark, you know, all the way through. If they really want to be respected and want to be loved and, you know, want to be supported, you know, they need to just totally shift gears and move into a life of service you know, hang out with people of a higher caliber, a higher frequency, I'd say.
Well, you know, it's the opportunity, you know, because every soul on planet Earth, you know, can, not only those of us that are part of the ground crew who came in with a specific mission, but all of the masses, many of those that were on the Wheel of Karma that are now getting ready to graduate, getting off the Wheel of Karma for the first diameter millions of years, a moment of galactic graduation. It's exciting to so many graduating, and of course, that's where you and your sessions and my and the sessions I do that help people again. You know, that's just a service that I feel until the moment they get the green light. I've dedicated my life to do these personal transformational channel readings because they do individually give people insight. But I've also discovered, just like with your workshop, just like at the conference at Mount Shasta, all the good things that we do. All the good things are a surrogacy moment. Everything we're doing individually is impacting millions of other people. And vice versa, what they're doing that's good is adding to our good. It's building up a momentum. Sessions that we do, those, of course, add a huge amount of concentrated focus. While each person's being focused, that's, again, impacting all the millions. We'll never have a chance in the few years that lie ahead. But so the end of sessions of people we do is helping the others who won't get a chance directly, and then later they will be prepared because the energy will keep building up. So the people we do get a chance, a little more concentrated form, that continues to add to the collective momentum field of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does seem like, you know, it's like one light being affects millions of people, you know, consciously in the unified field. And the more we can work at, you know, our own awakening and assisting others to awaken, the more that the unified field is going to be participating in that. And then pretty soon we're just not going to have the wars anymore, the disease or the poverty or the gross and even dispersal of wealth and all the other things that are plaguing the planet right now.
Well, plus when there's no financial incentive and the cash cow war machine is gone, which shortly is going to, there's so many people now against it, the military, as you say, you know, everybody's waking up very shortly. I just don't feel it won't be sustainable with the new frequency we're going into. The what frequency is not aligned with the war frequency. It just doesn't align. So we're quickly coming into the love, peace frequency, and to me that's exciting. Finally, you know, I also have to say, I mean, I've been given a lot of information about how there's many beings working behind the scenes, from the White Dragon Society to many that are working to get this new economic system in alignment. And as I tell people, you know, many years ago, 25 years ago, when I heard about Nassar, I said, well, people, humanity's not ready. And because people used to win the lottery, go back to the mundane thing. Well, now, and I've been telling people recently, in the recent months, literally very recently, now suddenly, almost at the same, almost all together, a huge number of people are suddenly coming on the same page that just a few months ago weren't even ready. That's all rapidly. They're starting to come into energetic position that now it's possible, at some point from here on out, not before now, that we are coming more into a state that would be possible for the new system. I know there's the BRIC system that's coming, where 190 countries have united and have announced that they're no longer going to accept the fiat currency. And there's some major signs on the horizon of what will ultimately happen when they officially announce this. And I'm very excited about the future because that's going to take the bad taste out of a lot of people's mouths, as the saying goes, get people in a more happy state, which is also going to raise the consciousness pretty quickly. So then there's this scenario that maybe, as Cobra says, that it'll all happen pretty all compressed together. Maybe so. I just feel that the more good things, the happier things that we can experience, that helps to shift things and helps in the greater, the overall macro sense of what's happening on this planet to get us out of economic servitude and open ourselves up to all the possibilities and probabilities that we as creative beings are capable of manifesting and ultimately financing until there won't need a financial system anymore.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I'm out, you know, in the tower next to the field right now, and people are screaming and yelling out there. I guess some massive ships are flying over right now, so, you know,
we're missing all the fun in here.
yeah. Well, we're coming up to the end of the hour anyway.
Well, I guess it's time to go out and scream and yell with them.
Exactly, you know, so I think everybody should be get out there and see what's going on, because there's some...
Don't make sure the ship doesn't leave without me. Now, you know, make sure...
Yeah.
My ticket's already punched. I've been at the airport a long time, but first, you know, every time he comes around, there's a land and something on the tarmac. Darn it, they back around. Days, they won't check the flight plans anymore. They'll be... Now I can get through the gate and get into the plane and off we go. One of these days, but anyway, until then, we just have as much fun as we can and do the things that give us, you know, help transform the planet while we can.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And what's the best way to get a hold of you and some of the projects you're working on? You can go ahead and give those.
There's a lot going on. The best thing is to go to my website, michaellelejean.com. That's Michael and Elejean, ELLEGION.com. There's a cell phone number there on the website. And also, my partner, Laura Legere, you can go to itsnotweirdanymore.com, and that's about her book. And she also has, you know, she does astral oils, aromatherapist, and things, too. So we're involved in a lot of different things, but and I also have some stuff posted on my website. Also, for those who would like to know about, you know, irrevocable common law trust, for those who are trying to find a way to, you know, protect their assets, we know of a common law it's been around for 27 years. No one has ever had any problems with it. Thousands of people have used it. IFs can't touch it. It's totally fail-safe. There's a lot of things, and also ways to get rid of using credit cards out of the usury system. And for people like students who have student loans, just like the new class slaves that the Gauls created, there's ways to get rid of the system and also do some really good things, humanitarian stuff, a lot of people process too. So there's a lot of things going on that can be very helpful, both spiritually and financial, for a lot of people.
Great. Yeah, and people need to contact us at eastetireservations.com to find out about the Freedom Technologies Workshop and the Munaki workshop. So a lot of things happen here at eSETI as well. So stay tuned, and it's going to get really interesting. So thank you so much.
Well, yeah, fasten your seatbelt. And until then, keep your eyes on the skies. Hey, enjoy connecting. Enjoy being here at your ranch. And I really recommend anybody come here. It's really awesome. It's until the, you know, it's the time to come down. This is the best thing. What can I say?
All right. Hey, well, we're out of time, unfortunately, so we've got to sign off. So thanks again. So
okay,
much.
God bless. And everybody come here when they can.
All right. No, we're out of time, unfortunately, folks. I got to get out in the Skywatch field. There's people hooting and hollering out there, so we've got some big ships flying over. And I always say, come out and see for yourself. Make it your own personal experience, and then they can't take that away from you. And don't believe the armchair investigators and the debunkers and the naysayers. Come out and have your own experience. And go within and have your own inner experience. Make your own personal connection with Creator Spirit. And don't need any go-betweens anymore. So anyway, watch the skies, stay in the heart, and have a great evening.